Welcome to the Empathetic Marketer Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Hammond, and today I have Michelle from Zscaler. Michelle, it's really nice to have you on.
I'm so excited to be here. Thanks, Brad.
Absolutely. I'm really excited too. So maybe to kick us off, if you could just tell me a bit about yourself, your role in the company, I'd love to just dive right in.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am currently at Zscaler, and I've been with Zscaler almost 7 years now. I'm the director of regional marketing. Prior to Zscaler, I came in from Dell through several acquisitions. So I've been on an acquisition journey and a massive growth journey at Zscaler and based in sunny San Diego. So that's just a little bit about me.
I love it. And what is Zscaler? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, so we were founded in 2007. We are born in the cloud, built for the cloud, all around cybersecurity. So we offer a cloud-native zero trust exchange platform. So we protect our customers from cyber attacks and data loss, and we secure users and devices and applications no matter where they're located. So whether you're a Starbucks or airport or at home, we secure all of our customers to keep the bad out and keep the good in.
Very cool. I love that. So we're going to dive in and talk about field marketing today. And I think everyone kind of maybe has a different definition of field marketing. So maybe you're telling me a bit about the evolution of this role and, you know, what it looks like and all that. I'd love to hear kind of what that evolution has looked like and how you kind of look at this role.
Yeah, awesome. I'm glad you asked because I think that there's definitely been an evolution of the role. I think that there's a perception of field marketing of just being an event planner, but we are so much more. And we've really evolved from what I would say kind of tactical marketing to really becoming a strategic business partner. And the role of field marketing, and some companies are now calling it revenue marketing, regional marketing. So depending on how evolved the company is and their marketing structure, even the title has changed. And so regional field marketing manager really treats their territory like their business. They sit closest to sales. So they are that face to the sales team of everything that's happening within marketing. Field marketing managers have to be very data-driven. And we are really close to sales. So we have to understand the sales process and help them drive revenue, pipeline, helping set up meetings. So we truly are a business partner to the sales team, have to have an understanding for data and build our marketing plans around that.
Absolutely. That is a great way to put it because I think it seems like very much a strategic role versus just like, oh, we're just playing an events type of thing. I love that.
Exactly. And events will always be there, but it's just a tactic and it's a part of the overall strategy. So you have to have a healthy mix of a little bit of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about some of the challenges maybe you faced this past year and then how you're looking at driving growth this year.
Sure. So I think a few things where we are at Zscaler too and how we've grown so quickly. So when I started 7 years ago, we had 300 employees globally. We're now almost at 6,000 globally. And so we're kind of at a different stage and are what our challenges and opportunities are as a company. So at the point of really building and executing programs at scale, the sales team has grown, all the teams have grown. And so it really is, how do we operate more efficiently and build programs that we can not have to recreate the wheel every single time? And also looking at the markets, and we have to really be strategic as to how we're going to market. Again, looking at the data, because data is our friend, but looking at creating account cohorts. How are the accounts engaging with us? How do we build a strategy behind that? So that's from a challenge, but also looking at that opportunity to really have some efficiencies and be able to deliver our programs at scale.
Absolutely. So what strategies have you implemented to maybe overcome some of these challenges and drive growth? And how are you measuring those?
Yeah, it's a great question. It all comes down to the numbers always. So I think if I double click into what I mentioned of creating, you know, account cohorts. So you always have to lead with strategy. What are your objectives? What are you wanting to achieve? So if we look at our account base, you know, our white space accounts, and establish your cohorts, as I mentioned, and having that alignment across the whole marketing team. So you're not working in a silo, but we're establishing that strategy, aligning with the entire marketing team so that we're not duplicating efforts. So again, efficiencies and scale. And then, so we're aligning that marketing strategy to where you are as far as the metrics of what you're trying to achieve. And then depending on how your team is structured, you have to make sure that everybody has a clear understanding of what they're responsible for. So once you have the strategy, divvy up, okay, this is what you're tackling, team A, team B, this is what you're tackling. So again, everybody's very clear on roles and responsibilities. So that's how we're going. Account cohorts, I think, is super important. And then from a measurement standpoint, pipeline is always number one. Whatever you're putting out into market, how is it going to drive results for the business? So if we start at the top though, and then ultimately everything's going to lead to pipeline, but we do track engagements. So here at Zscaler, I think every company has their own acronyms. We have our acronym of what we call MCI. So ultimately it's really any form fill. So anybody who engaged in filling out their information in a form, AKA a lead basically, but they actually submitted information, that's an engagement. Then how do we convert that to MQLs? We track that. We measure that as well. And then how do those convert to meetings? After meetings, then it's marketing source pipeline. So that's our high level KPIs. And then depending on the specific tactics, they might have specific data points that we measure, like registrations versus attendees, customers versus prospects, you know, job levels and titles. And if you're hosting meetings on site, do you have a meetings objective? So that's some of the things that we measure.
Absolutely. And when it comes to targeting these different groups of people, how do you go about doing that? Is it always the same like target, or are you like segmenting them in a certain way, or going after these people this quarter and these people this, what does that look like?
Yeah. And I think that it evolves over time too. So I would say we first lump into three categories. One is white space. So these are accounts that don't have any existing opportunity. The second being accounts that are still prospects, but there is an active opportunity that we're looking to accelerate. And the third is our customer base. So those are the three kind of core groups. And then when it comes into the white space, that's where we start to categorize based on engagements and job level and stuff. So if we see that there's a prospect that, you know, has six engagements in the last 6 months, so they've actually been reading our content, attending our webinars, et cetera, those are hotter. So we want to provide some sort of engagement or tactic or program or messaging that's very personalized to the content and the messaging that they've been engaging with, bring them into a workshop or some sort of hands-on lab, depending on who the persona is. So we build our tactics and our programs and strategy around those different buckets. So that's kind of how we're approaching it. And then when it comes to timing, we base that all within our strategy. So if there's like a core campaign that marketing is using, that's what we lead with. And then we plan out about 2 quarters. So for second half of the year, first half of the year, here's our plans, because you can only get so much done within a month. You're going to need several months to really run a program soup to nuts, be able to measure and track, and then take that next program out to market.
Absolutely. You mentioned content. When it comes to content, what type of content have you found be effective in driving engagement and conversion and all that?
Right. So if we take that kind of those categories I mentioned, white space, open opportunities, customers, they all fall into engagement buckets as well. So if you almost look at like a funnel and you look at your top of funnel, right, the leads or the accounts that you're trying to just acquire. So those might still be cold accounts where you have to prioritize digital content. Content syndication, so using third-party vendors, corporate events, paid social, email marketing. Once you see those now moving down the funnel, we categorize them into an engage bucket. So that's where they're being nurtured through emails. We have much more targeted events. We bring in direct mail, start positioning customer stories that might be relevant to them. And then the third bucket, which is kind of more that bottom of funnel of converting. So there might be a competitive takeout. We also incorporate direct mail there, again, targeted events. There might be exact to exact engagements. And then when it comes to customers, they're already in their own category. And that's user groups, our user community, additional upsell, cross-sell opportunities that they could take advantage of. So that's content-wise how we bucket in those different categories, depending on where they are in the funnel.
Absolutely. Awesome. Let's talk about field marketing versus product marketing, demand gen, all this. How do you, are those all kind of lumped together? Are they separated? How do you like coordinate all the efforts and make sure everyone's moving towards the same goal?
Yes, we are all one big marketing family. So we all sit within marketing. So starting from the top, there has to be a strategy set for marketing as a whole. And as I mentioned earlier, it really is aligning on strategy across all the functions within marketing. So we're not duplicating efforts, you know, again, going back to efficiencies and operating at scale, and we're not stepping on each other's toes. So field against its closest to sales. So a lot of where we more prioritize is that conversion and accelerating opportunities and engaging once accounts have triggered some engagement with our content. Versus demand gen, product marketing is obviously creating the content. Our demand gen team works really closely with our product marketing team. So they're building those overarching campaigns, helping set kind of the priorities for those campaigns. And then we all align on our accounts, cohorts, and we have clear delineation of kind of like who's doing what. So like our corporate marketing team would be primarily focusing on our content syndication, paid search, paid digital display and targeting, our PR, editorial, AR team, corporate events, webinars, email nurture. That kind of sits more with our corporate marketing team. And then when it comes to regional marketing, as I mentioned, that's more of the prospects that are highly engaged that we need to convert and accelerate either deals or accelerate to a new opportunity. So we do a lot more targeted, personalized outreach and engagements. And then in region, meaning that we start engaging them in person, specific to that territory in the field.
It's awesome. Well, Michelle, it's been amazing to have you on. Thanks so much for sharing all your insights and wisdom here today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.